Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Aura, Shirley Ajayi Show, a.k.a. Aura, from Chicago. Today our topic is on sexual assault. It seems to be a pretty popular subject in the last, I'd say, couple months. Anyway, I work with SAMIR, which stands for Sisters in Rape, Men in Rape. And we believe in healing through the arts from sexual assault, domestic violence, and extreme poverty. Now, I was supposed to do another show on sexual assault, but I don't know, something happened. So I'm doing my own show. You know, I love being on my own show because I can say what I want to say, and, you know, that's the way it is. But sexual assault is not a game. It's something that's very sad, and it's very mean-spirited. It's downright evil, because the cops say when you do sexual assault, you take another person's soul. They call sexual assault rapists soul killers. Nobody wants to be forced to have physical contact with someone, especially children, innocent.
Okay.
So, there are so many laws. There are so many laws against sexual assault. And it's interesting that in this country, each state has a different set of laws. But the basic thing is that it's wrong, and you get so many years, and they put your name on the list, and then you can't find jobs, and et cetera, et cetera. But when I was in college, I didn't have that problem. But I was in college in the 70s, you know, because I'm up in my 60s now. And I was in college in the 70s. And at the University of Illinois, where I went to school, I didn't have a problem. I was an African dancer. I was always busy. But a lot of the other women did have the problem. I just didn't. I guess because I know who I can hang out with and who I could not. But let's fast forward to the 1980s. In the 80s, it was a whole different thing. Now, I talked about it already, about me being sexually assaulted by the Secretary General, the former one, Kofi Annan, in the 80s, you know. He just made a mistake. We all do. But I'm a born-again Christian, and we believe that once you accept Christ and you become a born-again Christian, your life changes, and they don't look at your past. You know, only the cops and lawyers and the public look at your past. So I never told on him for 39 years. I hate I didn't tell my mom before she passed. I just couldn't. So we would look at the victims of sexual assault and see what they're going through, because people keep focusing on the rapists, and I can't figure that out, why they're not trying to really work with the victims. Now, you know, since I've been doing my show and working with sexual assault, I have got 10 or 12 job offers from different parts of the country to head their sexual assault unit. But I'm up, like I say, I'm up in my 60s, and I've worked this, that I'm beginning to get burned out doing this, you know. But I enjoy hearing people say something, because that's the number one problem with sexual assault. You can't get them to speak. Fear, F-E-A-R, fear, okay? So they're not going to say nothing, and embarrassed, very embarrassed, and anger. When I took sexual assault therapy, you know, all that came out. I was just saying the other day about people that do art. They really, art therapists, they don't make a whole lot of money, but they are so needed because they can help the individual, the victims of sexual assault, work it out. Because my art therapist, she was dynamite. She was really good. And she brought some stuff out of me that I didn't even know about that was going on, you know. So, unfortunately, we didn't bring out the third time I was sexually assaulted. I felt like Tyler Perry, he was sexually assaulted three times, too. I say, well, so was I. But the two times, I was like, you know, a child, and then a teen, and then an adult. So I'm just saying, you don't know what a person has gone through when you, that's why I try not to judge people, because I don't know where they've been or what they've been through. But I do believe that you can take a step-by-step approach to healing just like you do with anything else, you know. And healing is very important. You just can't say, oh, that person was sexually assaulted, and you just leave it at that. No, that don't work. Because jails is full of people that's been sexually assaulted and have not been helped. Okay, and so is the bar where alcoholics go. Okay, and foodaholics. I have to admit, maybe I'm one of them. I am a foodie. Okay, and then drugs. I don't do that, though. You know, the people who have been sexually assaulted usually have these characteristics, or they're in denial. They're in denial, and that's not good. I know, because I went through it. 39 years, and I couldn't say nothing. I mean, it was like it never happened. I just told myself, oh, it never happened. And I just went on with my life. So I'm sure that's what other people do. They just say, oh, no, that didn't happen. And they just continue on. But that's not good, because it comes out anyway. But the reason why I was helped is because I was a dancer. And so my body understood. That's why I believe they should put dance as one of the requirements for healing, too. You know, you get to know your body better. You know, you got to take yourself back from the rapist. And when you don't forgive, that's exactly what happens. You got to forgive. So forgiveness is one. Now, Epstein, who just passed, he was allowed to do all that because of his money and his fame and whatever else was going on. To me, he was just a crazy person. Okay, he was just a crazy person doing probably what they do. And then I thought about Rome when it fell. You know, they used to do wild parties and crazy stuff like that. And so sometimes I'd be thinking of the United States as the same kind of situation as Rome was in. But there has to be some better laws. Actually, I mean, they got some good ones, better from the 80s. I mean, you can speak out. And at the UN, they got an organization called speakup@un.org. speakup@un.org. You can always call them and tell them your situation, and they will listen. I trusted them a little bit more. When I told them even about their former Secretary General of the UN and the Nobel Peace Prize winner, they listened, and they apologized. So that's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to get an apology. But see, in other situations where they're friends and friends of the family, like I said on one of my YouTube tapes. You can't really say nothing to them, and you can't say nothing to their family. That starts a big fight, because even when people very, very close to me had sexually assaulted my kid when she was a baby, I could not talk to the family. The family would not listen. So all I'm saying is that they are not prepared for it. You have to talk to professionals. You have to talk to maybe a close friend, as long as the friend is not one of the people that have molested you or sexually assaulted you. I mean, I was brutally raped in 1980. He threw me, pushed me back from the bathroom door onto the floor. I hit my head. You know what I'm trying to say? I could have been seriously injured. And then he raped me because he was in between wives. He was separated from the first one, but they hadn't legally divorced yet. You know, when you, some people go through that thing from one, you know, where you're not quite out of one situation. So he's trying to fix it. But you don't fix it by forcing somebody. Okay. No, that was in my situation. But in other situations, I see kids, they come to me, and they tell me things that they don't tell their adults, their parents, and the adults in their family, because they know I understand where they're coming from, and I'm not going to judge them about what happened to them. I'm going to say five things. It was not your fault. You did the best you could. You survived. You were brave. Now you got to thrive. You got to be creative. You got to do something. You got to express yourself. You got to do poetry, writing, drama, dance, comedy, rap, music, et cetera, art, whatever. But you got to express yourself. You can't hold that in. If not, if you hold it in, you end up with cancer. You end up with diabetes. You end up with some of everything. Okay? Arthritis. All of that comes from that. So sexual assault should be dealt with. I don't care who does it. Now, they was trying to say that Trump did this and that. If he did that, then he should be dealt with. I don't care who it is, you know. And like the Catholics, they had a lot of priests that had been doing stuff to the kids, and they're trying to deal with it. They got to pay out some money. Yeah, you do. So if the Coffee Unknown Foundation can handle it and they want to pay me some money, fine. Then I can keep my nonprofit running. But I'm just trying to say, people cannot walk around sexually assaulting each other. This is not that kind of world. I don't care how high they get, how much alcohol they've had, and how much sex they want. You cannot do that. It is not permissible, not spiritually, not physically, and not by law. And the law says that, okay? The law says that. So just because your name ain't down as a perp, as a, someone that has raped somebody, that don't mean that you can go out and actually do that again. So anyway, I enjoyed this little conversation, but I have been given my little time to go. So, Deba, see you later, and God bless. Yeah.